I'd like now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Beth Kennedy Jones. She's director of the new play Not Quite Right, which opens tomorrow, Thursday, the 26th of February, at Teatro Paraguas. And Kat Sawyer, who is an actress in the play, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
So this is a play by Elaine Jarvik and Robert Benjamin. And Robert Benjamin is a local playwright whom we've talked with and about many times over the years.
Yes.
And this is a play about an almost, I mean, an interesting family. You've got two older couples, Tom and Sally and Marty and Carol. They all went to college together.
Yeah, Sally wasn't in college with them, but the three, Tom and Marty and Carol, did. Yep.
And each couple had kids, and two of those kids got married and have kids.
Yes.
So it's about as tight a family as you can get.
Yes.
And it's about, the play is about the dynamics of that family over a two-year period that starts at 3 in the morning 1 year, and then it's almost, it's also very late at night.
Three in the morning.
A year later.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, nothing really happens. I mean, there's a few things that happen, but it's not an action-packed drama. It's really about the psychology of these three couples and their various dynamics with each other getting along.
Yeah, and what is not quite right.
Yeah.
With
the name of the play.
Right, with each individual.
And then the question is, what is right?
And that's the journey, that's the arc of each of the characters, where we realize as an audience, as they realize, what is not quite right. And at the end, well, I shouldn't give it away, but it comes to a resolution of acceptance and love.
And you also wonder, as one sometimes does with plays or with novels, when the curtain goes down or when you turn the last page, is it really over?
Hopefully. I mean, every time you leave a play, you want to have your audience taking it with them, taking them into their experience, but also wondering, I wonder how this would play out, you know, what is it like in 2 years or 3 years or whatever, the development of it. But also importantly, as the audience member is sitting there, how they reflect upon their own life. And what Robert tries to do, and Elaine actually lives in Utah, his writing partner, Elaine Jarvik, and they really try to give their audience something to think about, to take into their own lives, and hopefully that it helps with their own perspective on their life.
So when you are directing a play where there's a lot of family dynamics, and especially in the second act where everybody is together and you've got six people on the stage, many of whom are not happy with each other and are kind of yelling at each other and interrupting each other, that's a big challenge just on the level of craft.
Yes. It's rehearsal is very important.
Yeah.
And to also, I found I had to be very calm because there were these six actors, many of them were arguing with each other. And if I then brought in another dynamic of being a forceful, demonstrative director, I was going to create an energy that was really going to go against what we were trying to do within the play. So,
and it's like music or choreography. I would say it's more like music, knowing when to come in, when to stop, when to move, when to, do we want this to be a staccato thing between two people? Do we want it to be a longer pause between this? And it's a fascinating kind of process to go through, because it's not only the words, it's how it sounds, how it comes across. And that's been fun for me to see the music, to feel the music of it. And once we get into the rhythm and feel the music, it flows and it's beautiful. But lots of rehearsal.
It's the challenge when you talk about the craft end of it. The actors have to be listening for the cues because of this interruption, these different conversations that are going on depending on where you are on the stage. So they have to be listening to the cues of the other actors, but totally, you know, invested in their own conversation or their own argument with the individual. So just getting that down, it's very tricky. And we all knew that kind of going into it. We were kind of, let's not rehearse that yet. Because it is. It's a challenge. But it's wonderful to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you, Kat, what is the experience like of being in character, being in your character? You play the character of Carol. Yeah. Who is very competent, annoyed at her more kind of dreamy husband who has big ideas but doesn't necessarily realize them, and you're very down to earth, and there's that tension that's established right at the beginning. And then, you know, the whole thing escalates. What is it like for you to be, I would think, both in that character of Carol and being a professional actor on stage doing the things that you have to do?
Slight case of schizophrenia, I guess. You know, we're talking about these voices in our head.
Do you mean multiple personalities?
Yeah, well, the actor or the actress and the character. But it's like that with everything. It would be the same again as music. You have to have your craft down so that you can both listen as an actor and react as a character.
Yeah.
And it goes back and forth. It's like a right brain, left brain ping pong game all the time. And it goes...
And really fast, I would think.
Yeah. And the faster it goes, it's like when it goes so fast, it's a blur. And that blur is called performance. But the two pieces of it are the actor's thinking and the character emoting, and when they go back and forth so fast, that blurs performance. So it is a craft. It's not something where you can just be free and, oh, you know, do this, do my own thing. No, there is a discipline that has to happen, and it's thinking all the time. And it's a wonderful exercise in mindfulness because you have to stay so focused on everything. And not only that, but you know, you may hear somebody's cell phone go off in the audience, mm-hmm. and that can't distract you. It's a wonderful kind of spiritual process, that to have the opportunity to be so focused and so mindful and so present.
Do you remember when you were studying acting and trying to be the character and trying to be the actor who's listening for cues and listening as an actor, do you remember when that first came together for you?
I do. I was doing a scene in Tien Sympathy, and it seemed like it all came together, that the words that I was saying were in complete sync with the emotions that I was feeling. So many times there'll be a surprise emotion come up and my concentration would lose the line, or the line, I would be so concerned about getting the lines right that I wouldn't be able to feel the emotion. But in that time, that was the magic, that was in flow. And it was that scene that was the first time in college, Tea and Sympathy, and it was like, it was magic, it was all one. I mean, if you want to, you know, talk spiritual about it, it was the unity. It was union.
You perceived that at the time. Did other people perceive it? Was like there a magic in the room?
Yeah, it was quiet. It was so quiet. It felt like it was just us, and you could feel the audience just completely with us. That they were feeling it. They were transformed at the moment that I was.
When you talk about the craft, to do that, you know, it's like that fourth wall that goes up, and to still remember that the doors are not secured to the walls, you have to be careful that you don't wipe out your set. There's all the craft end of it. You know, as a character, if you have to go off stage and get something, you're not going back into, you know, the back of a house and getting it. You're going back, you know, behind a curtain. I mean, it is an amazing process what actors do on stage. To have that flow,
yeah.
you know, and that believability, even though you're in a totally unbelievable place,
right?
Which is on stage.
Now, you were talking about how when there's like anger and tumult on the stage, you as the director, Beth, have to keep very calm. when you are acting a character that is very angry or very passionate, do you feel that yourself? Like, do you then, after you get off stage, have to kind of chill out for a while?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, or angry or angry or depressed or...
I usually don't carry it with me. What I feel is just exhausted. I just feel tired. I don't really carry the anger. I kind of feel depressed when the show is over. Oh. I mean, I do that and postpartum.
But are you saying that when you walk into the wings, you don't still feel that emotion?
When the play is still on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when the play is still on. But when the play is over, no, I don't carry it into, like, the next day or the next.
So people are different.
No. I mean, I really meant that. Like, you know, whether it's into the dressing room and having to then come out of character. I have found, I remember much younger, first studying acting, I had to be really careful that I was carrying it into my life, which is not beneficial. Mm-hmm. It leads for a very dysfunctional life.
Right.
So I don't know about the rest of, you know, the different people in our cast, but I do know that it can exist with acting.
Yeah, I think for me, it's one, I don't know, because I did Buried Child last year, and that character was a difficult character to do, and she was... she wasn't a character that I really wanted to be around. I didn't want to have to get into her every night. And I was actually pretty happy to have the show over. Yeah.
And it's also the process leading into it. You know, it's not just when you're on stage or when you're on rehearsal, but all the work that you do during the course of your week while you're working on a production, you are in that, you're working on that character, so you're taking that character into your life and
yeah. thinking about it.
Do you feel like you develop better psychological insight about other people because of the characters that you take on and interact with as an actor?
There's two sides of that. One, in order to be a good actor, I think you have had to have that desire, that interest in really understanding what makes people think and tick. And then on top of it, as you continue to work as an actor, you have to even go deeper.
I find that I'll start with a character and go, oh, well, I don't know if I can really relate, and then relate that much to... And then as you live with a character, you find out, oh, she's really a lot more like me than I thought. And, maybe I should really think about that.
I might come across that way. I don't know if I want to come across that way.
Right. I mean, it becomes a mirror. First, the mirror is kind of fogged up, and as you live with it, it becomes clear and clearer, and you can see that, oh, not only am I not alone, because this writer wrote that, and, oh, other people feel that as well, but that's something that I could probably, it's kind of neat therapy.
Well, I mean, it's also really interesting. Like, let's say you play a whole variety of characters, from sweet little introverts to warrior, you know, I mean, every kind of person. And in each one of those, you see yourself. What does that mean? Does it mean that all of us are a little bit of everything? Does it mean the people who choose to be actors are a little bit of everything? Does it mean that the well of humanity is so deep and sort of gets all mixed together?
It's a past life thing. You're actually just like doing your past lives on
stage. Yeah. She did not just say that.
I feel that we are all like any color, because I'm a painter too. Any color is all colors. Right? I mean, I guess if you go, you know, to prismatic color, it's just whatever reflects is not what the color is. But if you're a painter, what gives a painting life is using all colors to make a color. And I think that's how it is in life. I think all people have all of these inside of them. It's just what's tuned up, what's tuned down, what's ignored, what is brought forward. But I think we are all emotions, all of us, not all the time.
And an actor happens to be somebody that wants to touch that emotions, those emotions, and to do it, whether it's on stage or on film, but they actually want to touch them, they want to experience them, and they are willing to expose them to others. And that makes that's a big difference, because there's so many people that have those emotions but work so hard to kind of cover them up. in their
and
life.
And I think that's part of what being an actor is being of service. And being of service to not only the play, but to the character, and being of service to the audience. So the audience can see or learn or cry or accept or feel grateful. Whatever it is that touches the eye. I always say we aren't a complete production until we've had our last cast member, which is the audience. And we're in service to that as actors.
We're talking to Beth Kennedy Jones and Kat Sawyer about the play Not Quite Right by Elaine Jarvik and Robert Benjamin. Now, it opens tomorrow, Thursday, and it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and then matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's now through the 8th of March, so it's basically
two weekends.
Mm-hmm. And Saturdays are a big day. Two performances.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
What's that like to do two performances?
Got to get a lot of sleep the night before.
and matinees are very popular here in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
You know, so those are usually good houses.
Tomorrow night, Thursday, is the preview and a lower price on that night. For reservations, you can send an email to teatroparaguas@gmail.com, or you can give a call to 424-1601 and teatroparaguas.org. And they're on Calle Marie, which is a little side street off of the back of sort of Home Depot.
Yeah, I like to say that it's between Agua Fria and Rufino. Henry Lynch, that's an office park there. Argos does put out some great signs, you know.
Directions and
lights and everything, but you just have to know it's in that area, you know, behind Home Depot, between Home Depot and the Santa Fe River.
And you think you're in a little office park.
You are in a little office park, which means there is lots of parking.
Parking, which
we know is at a premium at lots of other theaters here in Santa Fe.
Yes, indeed. So we look forward to seeing you there, Beth Kennedy Jones and Kat Sawyer. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.